Hey guys, welcome to Level Up Rewind. These are throwback bite-sized clips for anyone that wants to tune in on the go. And naturally my mind goes to caffeine just because I'm obsessed with it and so sure. We always bring up caffeine on a podcast. So for stimulants like caffeine or anything else that, increase heart rate and things like that, would they have an effect on muscle hypertrophy of the heart or anything similar, or are the levels too low?
It really depends on the quantity. We know that when we look at like the LD50, which is pretty much the level before it becomes not good for us that we can intake. So a fair bit of caffeine you got to take before that happens. Caffeine has a multitude of benefits within the body. Obviously, it is a stimulant. I can't remember who it was, but someone said to me, you know, I wake up in the morning and I have my drug of choice, which is coffee. And then when I get home in the evening, I have my drug of choice, which is a wine. So we're always drugging ourselves up, in the morning and in the evenings. So it is a drug. So people need to be mindful of that, even though we just pop down to the shop and get a hit. But caffeine is shown to have a multitude of benefits. So yes, it is a stimulant. So it can be used as a stimulant for exercise. It's been shown to be beneficial in certain types of cases of non-alcoholic fatty liver diseases. It's shown to be beneficial for certain types of Parkinson's disease as well. And so caffeine does have a multitude of benefits, but you do need to be careful because it can induce heart palpitations if you have too much of it. It can induce reflux as well. So that's regurgitation from the stomach up into the esophagus. And you need to, it can increase irritability of the bowel as well. You know, a lot of us will have our first coffee and then
go to the bathroom.
But for some people with like irritable bowel syndrome, it could be the thing that pushes them over the edge and maybe have a bout of diarrhea, for example. So when it comes to caffeine, my point is that, yes, it's great, but you need to be mindful for yourself. It can be beneficial for training, but it may, if you've got IBS, it may not be the best thing for you to take, because last thing you want to do is do a couple of skips and then you got to skip off to the toilet.
Hopefully you make it in time. I don't know if any of you guys remember, but did anyone used to drink those pulses? Like I used to go, Jesus, do we leave them at Premix King? I would have like 10 of those on a night. And then you look at the caffeine content of them, you're like, whoa, there's like 300 milligrams in each. They're banned now. I don't think they make them anymore.
Yeah, because I haven't heard of pulse because it's a lot of caffeine, but then also alcohol as well.
Yeah. And the other thing I was going to say is caffeine, like, it's really important to understand that it is a drug, and like it's actually used in clinical settings, especially in the neonatal NICU for newborns to sort of help increase heart rate because it is a stimulant. So it is a drug that's actually used in hospitals to bring on some of those effects. It's just about the devil's always in the dose, I think.
Great point. Everything can be detrimental. Everything can be poisonous or toxic. It just depends on the dose.
Yeah, cool. So we can keep drinking coffee.
I'm going to keep drinking it.
Good, because I already had two large ones this morning before this. Good. Fantastic.